Never Trump or Joe Walsh, Joe Biden was stupidly selfish to pardon Hunter. By Olivia Rondo on December 2, 2024. Never Trump or former Representative Joe Walsh, REL, slammed President Joe Biden's pardon of his son, Hunter Biden, as a stupidly selfish decision that strengthens Trump and furthers the cynicism Americans have towards politics. Walsh, who also ran a failed campaign against President-elect Donald Trump in the 2020 Republican primary, went on a Sunday multi-post rant on X after Biden announced that he pardoned his son after he was unfairly prosecuted. "This is utter bullshit, just plain wrong, and stupidly selfish. Shame on you at POTUS, you've given Trump license now to dole out favors to his family and wealthy friends. And when he does, you've given his supporters the opportunity to say everyone does it. And BTW Biden, you lied," Walsh posted to his 466,400 followers. "Biden lied. Shame on him. He lied. So the next time Trump lies, Americans can just shrug their shoulders and say all politicians lie. Way to go, Joe Biden," he said in a follow-up post. Pointing to people's cynicism, the former congressman continued to complain about how Biden's move to pardon Hunter has helped to fuel Trump and Trumpism. "What a selfish thing for Biden to do. He selfishly stayed in the race too long, and now this. Shame on him," Walsh remarked. Despite pleas from his liberal audience to stop criticizing Biden, Walsh continued. "For those of us who have been out there for years talking about what a unique threat Trump is, this pardon is just fucking deflating," he wrote in another post. "So now, like Trump, Hunter Biden is above the law? So now like Trump, Joe Biden complains about the weaponization of justice? So now like Trump, Biden doles out favors to his family and wealthy friends? So now like Trump, Biden repeatedly lies? And BTW, for everyone cheering this pardon, don't complain then when most Americans no longer see anything uniquely bad about Trump," Walsh added. Walsh's rant continued during a Sunday evening appearance on MSNBC, where he reiterated how deflating it feels. "Joe Biden repeatedly said he wouldn't do this, so he repeatedly lied," he said. "But this just furthers the cynicism that people have about politics, and that cynicism strengthens Trump. Because Trump can just say, 'I'm not a unique threat, everybody does this.' I get it, but this was a selfish move by Biden which politically only strengthens Trump. It's just deflating," he added. Walsh's ex-tirade continued even after his television appearance, posting, "You do all realize when Joe Biden said tonight that Hunter never would have been charged and prosecuted if his last name wasn't Biden, that's the exact same argument Trump made about those 34 felonies, don't you?" He then proceeded to criticize the president again for staying in the race too long, which helped to re-elect Trump. On Monday morning, Walsh added that it is perfectly okay to come after Biden for pardoning his son while simultaneously saying that Donald Trump is by far the most corrupt, dishonest, and lawless person to ever sit in the White House. After Hunter, 54, was found guilty on 3 federal gun charges in June, the elder Biden said, "I will not pardon him." Sentencing was scheduled for Wednesday, The Hill reported.